Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about the three things your property website needs to do. Good show today, Jill. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on landacademy.com, the online community. It's free.
Cool. Kevin asked, I have an accepted offer. Yay! But the seller is an LLC. Cool. What do I need to obtain from the seller besides the articles of organization for the LLC? What, if anything, do I need to record at the county besides the deed? It's a good question.
It really is a good question. It comes up a lot. People don't judge LLCs the way they judge trusts, and in fact, they're exactly the same. Mm-hmm. It's just an entity that can legally hold property, just like a trust, or just like you as an individual or married people or anything else. So you're totally started off on the right foot with the organization of the LLC. What you really want to make sure is if the signer, the person who's signing it, is a signer for that corporation. Mm-hmm. And that's almost 9 times out of 10, I think, maybe even close to 10 out of 10 now, you can find that out online for free.
Exactly.
Just do a quick corporate commission search
in the state
where they're incorporated, not necessarily where the property's incorporated.
Right.
A lot of times, and I've seen Jill do this, you know, Jill and I are a little bit removed now from acquisitions and sales, but I've seen Jill in the past ask the seller for these documents. And if they're organized and, you know, as a point of establishing trust, if they say, oh, yeah, hold on a second, I'll email it to you right now. Here's page 16 is where it shows I'm a signer. That's a really good way to qualify the fact that everything's going mm-hmm. to go well.
Exactly. That mostly I use that for trusts, things mm-hmm. like that, because I don't have that online.
Right.
For the LLC, I don't, even if they send me all the documents, I need to see it for myself. I look it up online, just verify. Yep. Okay. John Smith, managing member. Gotcha.
And then to answer the second question, what do you need to do to record with the county? The answer is nothing.
Yep.
You know, there may be some exceptions or some states that require it, or sometimes there's rogue, crazy county recorders that they like to mess with you. Not often. Like, I think it happened 3 times in my whole career where
exactly.
Who the heck are you? Why are you doing that? You know?
Exactly. Because we buy in an LLC. All of our properties are held in LLCs. So it could be us.
Yeah.
Is it me?
Yeah, it could be. Hey, on that note, Jill and I have, for a lot of reasons, Jill and I have separate companies and stuff, so we keep things all separate that way. And if you're in the organization stage for that, consider doing that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing it with your brother, get 2 LLCs. They're cheap.
You can hold property in your name and then your together name and then his name and whatever.
Your kids, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're married, it's a little bit more complicated, but that's not what this show's about.
Thank you. Please don't bring up marriage. Please don't bring up marriage.
Marriage is complicated, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Wish we were an easy as an LLC.
Oh, I have so much to say about that. Can this show be about that? I have a lot to say.
Marriage versus an LLC.
Yeah.
Why you should... Oh, that's it. Don't get married. Just form an LLC together.
That's what I mean.
Bingo. That's a really good plan.
I've been saying that for years.
How many people you think would do it? The men are all over that. Women would be like, what?
You know, I mean, these agreements...
I'm not against it.
I agree. I don't... Agreements in marriage is... I don't know what the problem is. I think compromise and agreements are... That's what marriage is.
Dude, I think this makes way more sense. So, like, our home, just put the LLC, the car, you know, assets that we want to share. I like this. We don't have to get married. Let's just put them in an LLC.
And, you know, in the article, it should say if one person passes away... the other person gets everything, and vice versa.
Perfect.
Or if everybody says, oh, this just isn't working anymore, then there's a procedure to go about it.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, allowing the state law that you're in to start dictating these awful, terrible things that possibly can happen that are very one-sided, in my opinion.
Can we put kids in an LLC?
Look, you can put anything, unless they're in harm's way. No, you can agree on anything as a contract.
Can you imagine?
Anything that's legal.
You're signing your kid into school. And here's my thing. It's your contact form. And next of kin is the Smith Family LLC. for the, what's the term I'm looking for? The, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You can agree to anything.
I love it.
I can agree to kiss you on the cheek on Tuesday at noon and you give me a quarter and we can put that down and sign it. And that's an agreement. People don't realize this.
I don't pay for kisses.
I mean, maybe I thought I said I pay you.
Yeah. Yeah, and there we go.
That may be construed.
Maybe you pay me.
That may be construed as something else.
I pay you $5 every Wednesday to kiss you. We're not even going to go there.
Every Wednesday is not often enough.
Now we're getting paid for stuff and we shouldn't be doing
that's
that.
What I mean. It has to be legal.
Oh, boy. Okay,
in Nevada, yeah. You could probably. Woo. That's a legal contract.
Okay. What's the show about?
Three things your property website needs to do. This is the meat of the show. What do you think, Jill? Three things your site's got to do.
Okay, here's my three. One is your website needs to tell who you are, showcase you know, that you're a real person, transparency, whatever it is. I'm looking up your company. It means I'm looking up you. So that's one. Number two, your website should sell your property. That's a thought.
Let's go into that. Seriously, what does that mean? It needs to sell your property.
Have your postings there. Have all your available inventory there, photos, everything that I need to decide if I want to buy your property should be right there and smack me in the face. Oh, and a way to check out and pay for it. I shouldn't have to call you or, you know, negotiate something, send you an email. If you want to do this right, I should be able to see it, fall in love with it, and while the moment is hot, I'm going to give you my payment.
So you should build your website just like you're selling shoes. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for new people to understand that because we're just not taught that. We're taught that you need an escrow agent and all kinds of other things that go on with traditional historical real estate transactions before the internet. Mm-hmm. So yes, if in the middle of the night someone wants to buy 40 acres in Colorado, they can click on it, fill in their credit card, and get a deed processed.
We have members that are doing this. It's the greatest thing. Like they wake up and they see, like us, now they're doing it. They're like, oh my gosh, these guys purchased the X properties. I put it on, I think it's going to be one of our testimonials on our new site coming up. They thought they hit their record high of 3 properties sold in a week. They just said we had 4 properties sold in a day.
In a day, yeah.
They're like, what the heck? And I'm like, yay, it works. You're right. And they're like, oh my gosh, this is so fantastic. So like Jack said, you want them, at whatever time of night, whatever it is, be able to like buying shoes, put them in a checkout cart.
That's it.
And pay for it and have it linked to your account. And there you go.
There.
Thank you.
Well said.
Want my third?
Yeah.
Okay, here's my third. You should be collecting buyers with a list. You know, collecting a buyer's list for upcoming properties. You want these people loving you, liking you. You know, oh my gosh, I just bought this. I want to buy more from you. What else do you have? So you need to be collecting all these buyers so you can keep them.
Exactly. And you will be shocked at how many people really want to receive notice the next time you buy something. Jill and I are at that point in our career right now where the mail comes in, we purchase, we look at it, we say, there's a 40 acre here, there's a 20 acre here, there's a vacation lot in Michigan here. Okay, this goes to buyer X, this goes to buyer Y, and this goes to buyer Z. And there's very, very little communication that goes on. We don't ever do the work anymore. We just send a couple of APNs out to our people, and that's it. Mm-hmm. So, and that will happen to you. You will find 5 or 10 class AAA buyers out of thousands. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, collect, make, build a list right. Is how everybody talks about it on the internet.
Because you know how to buy it right.
Yeah.
Because you learn from us. That's it. That's my list. Do you have any other things?
Yeah, I have one thing. So it used to be that you build a website and that's it. And but there's a lot more to it now. It has to be connected to everything else on the internet that you do. It's got to be physically and theoretically connected to Facebook and all the other social media sites. It's got to be connected from a credit card standpoint. It needs to, even if you're going to get real organized about it, and after you've established a revenue stream, you need to have an app. Mm-hmm. So when something gets posted, when people that have opted in that are serious buyers, when something new gets posted on your website, it pings them. And they get a little buzz in their pocket and they look and they say, hey, this 40-acre property just came up. You know, you can be the first one to get it if you want.
Exactly.
So that's ever-changing.
Yep.
That's what I love technology.
Isn't it funny?
Yeah.
Used to be, yeah, okay, there it is. You'd set it up and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
It's there.
It used to be for a really long time, it's like a bricks and mortar store.
Right.
Where it's like, well, I wonder who's going to walk through the door today. Right. Let's roll the dice. There's no dice roll to this.
No.
You can predict what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you can do this from anywhere.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing. And I know that a lot of people love it because of this, because it could, you know, it's a 24-hour operation. It's 24/7 anywhere in the world. Does it get any better than that?
Nope.
Thank you.
You know, a huge part of this is automating the back office stuff. We all want to be deal makers.
Right.
We don't want to answer our phones and all that. So that's what we do at Land Academy. We try to eliminate the stuff that you don't want to do so that you can just go do the stuff you do want to do.
And that brings in the money.
Yeah. The stuff that you're good at. Mm-hmm. You think that covers it? Is that what your website's supposed to do?
I think so. I think it's great. I'm trying to think about ours. Ours is building up a community too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you could do that if you want to. I think we have other members that do stuff like that in social media.
I had somebody ask me an extremely intelligent question about a month ago. They said, hey, listen, I'm thinking about getting together in your group, but I really need to know how much of this is that you're successful because you have a podcast. Because I'm not going to have a podcast. I have a job. Mm.
I thought I was going to say because you have me.
I've gotten that. I have had that question.
That's because of Jill.
No, I'm going to answer that question in a second. So, and the answer is zero. It's not, the podcast doesn't sell property, or maybe it does. We've had the same AAA list of buyers for a really long time. So that's not what this is about. It's all about having, it's fun. I like doing the podcast, and it's our way to give back, you know.
Okay, answer the second question. It's better.
The second question is, so somebody asked me that. One of our star performers in the group on a deal review call asked me, said, you know, how does that, my wife wants to quit her job. We're totally there financially. You know, what's the, how did it happen with you and Jill? And what's the whole, what's the positive? What's the negatives? And I said, well, tell me about your wife. And he described you.
Aww.
He said she's been a salesperson her whole life.
Right.
She's totally organized, you know. And he's like, we get along great. I said, so, you know, there's.
Did you say then you don't want to blow that, so don't do this?
No, because I've heard that happens.
If you guys have a great, healthy relationship, this you might not want to do this. No,
she needs to live in another house, a block away. No.
There we go. Don't forget the LLC thing.
No. He's a, you know, people have asked me that. How does that work with you guys being together and then together at work? And so you just have to have, after, you can't go the first week. The first week, there's going to be issues. You just have to work them out.
You know, it really comes down to that I just have so much patience. I am the glue that holds it together.
No, the answer is, if you're, oh my gosh. The real answer is, if you have the exact same talents, that's not good. But we seem to do, naturally do, the stuff other person does, the stuff that other person doesn't want to do. Like, I do all the data scrubbing and your sales.
It's true.
You talk to people and I'm on the computer.
Exactly. Works out great.
Yeah. Until it doesn't.
Love it.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration and keep your family together. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy a property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You're not alone in your real estate failure. I mean ambition. Because you asked your wife to get involved.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, let's all think about this. Do you really want? No, I'm just kidding. We have a number of couples that are doing this together. Yeah. And it's exact same reasons. Well, and it's like even little things like, hey, she's home during the day, so she answers the phone calls.
Yeah, that.
And does all the, you know, cues them up for me. And then I go close the deals. I'm like, brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, and then you cut the deal and then she arranges the notary and all that good stuff. It's brilliant.
Yep.
Yep. You should work together. It's awesome.
There's a potential for conflict, but it's just like everything else. You got to have some respect and boundaries and the whole thing.
You know what I found? It's interesting the number of couples that the wife wasn't into it until they realize, oh, this is profitable. And then they're like, all in. How can I help, dear?
Yeah, I mean, it's not just the wife to the husband. I mean, because I understand that. We've talked about this a lot. There's a lot of BS out there in real estate. In real estate investing. Vast majority, it's a sea of BS, actually.
A sea of BS. I love it.
So, you know, so it's hard to communicate. You know, fortunately, we don't have to do this.
No, you're right.
So, hey, if you don't want to join, that's fine.
That's okay. You're just here for the entertainment value.
Yeah.
That's good, too.
No, I just, there's a sea of BS out there. Jill and I, for fun, because we don't, during the day, we look for stuff to do sometimes. We go to these in the hotel seminar.
Oh, yeah.
And so whatever they're called. What are they called, Jill, from a sales standpoint? Seminars?
I have no idea.
And then we look at the crap these people are hawking, and it's a joke. It's like, oh, all I have a big note, ongoing pad of paper that says what not to do at Land Academy.
Oh, my gosh.
Like the dingbats that are at the Marriott.
Exactly.
And it's a pretty big list.
It is.
I love it. Like, don't have a seminar at Marriott. That's the top of it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That just comes out. I don't mean to do it like that. It just comes out. It's my fun.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price, just so we can flip it for way more.
And really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.